All right, and the Squirrel Master Brett is in the house.
Hey, do you like that? Hey, you gotta adapt or die. Hey, do you like that? If you can't draw the tail good, it's just not gonna read squirrel.
Fake Brett sounds like Brett Favre.
Hey, do you like that?
He sounds like Philip Rivers.
I've been drawing stuff all day. Hey, do you like that?
Yes. Another edition of the Fraudcast is here. For those of you who don't know, that is the number one hit in Estonia. It's Squirrels in the Sky by DJ Squirrel Master, who's playing all the squirrel raves out there. So if you live in Estonia, what up? I know you like that. We are live from the Fraud Quarters in San Francisco. Thanks for joining us. Wherever you are, driving around, walking around, eating lunch, maybe a taco or a burger. Maybe you're in your cube, just pretending to do work. Who knows what you're doing? This is your ear rapist, Ben, blogger and Comic-Con
survivor.
Yeah,
there you go.
You should get a Comic-Con. I survived Comic-Con shirt. He's a Comic-Con survivor. He goes to support meetings. His name is Vince.
Hi, you guys. Hi.
We have DJ Squirrel Master himself. We have Brett.
Rap music.
Yeah. And we are missing Brendan again. That's 2 weeks in a row. I think he's at Comic-Con.
He's got some important verticals to go over.
He's
got to
open the kimono.
By the EOD.
EOD. COB. Don't forget about COB.
He's got soup to his nuts.
And he's got to open the kimono.
The boss is putting out fires, putting soup to his nuts.
Oh, my God. There's so many fire drills to run.
Mm-hmm.
And by EOD, COB, I want that on my desk.
You know, it's weird that you mention Estonia, because I almost brought that up today. Because there's that clip, I don't know if you saw it, where...
Brought it up to who?
And why?
To the internet. Who do I talk to all day?
Right.
I don't talk to anyone. I don't talk to real people during the day.
Just yelling at the cloud.
Is that really what your favorite part of the job?
Yelling at the cloud, yeah. No, because there was that clip of Mila Kunis where she's at the press conference in Russia with Justin Timberlake. And she speaks fluent Russian and is like chewing out some...
Which is really hot, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is. But then again, Russian's not the hottest language. I just imagine
her being fluent in another language is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But I just imagine her getting confrontational and argumentative with people on the street all the time.
Really?
Yeah. You're walking around town and a cab driver does something and they just start screaming at each other in Russian and you just sit there looking stupid the whole time.
Yeah, you're with Mila Kunis, though. It could be worse.
Yeah, it's true.
Would it be better if she knew Japanese or something? What language would be the best? For her to know.
I don't know. I do like Eastern European languages. Maybe not Russian, number one.
Okay. Well, what would be number one?
I don't know.
She knows
man.
Another language. What would it be?
Swedish.
Okay. But she doesn't look very Swedish, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Okay.
No, but... And I was pointing out that, you know, we see something like that and we're like, oh, like for Americans, oh my God, someone speaks another language. It's like a superpower. And I remember
we're so ignorant of the world. Everyone in Europe speaks 15 languages and we barely speak English.
And how I was bringing it back to Estonia was when I was in Finland a couple summers ago. I did a day trip to Estonia because it's right there. And I was walking around the old town, Tallinn, and there was a beggar woman that comes up to me and she she says something in Estonian, and I look at her confused. Then she switches to Russian, and I still look at her confused. And then she switches to English. She's like, "Do you have any change?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, trilingual beggar. It makes total sense, right?" It must have gone to whatever beggar finishing school.
Visit Estonia. It's there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I didn't get to actually see what the rest of the country looks like, but
you've met a couple beggars.
Mm-hmm.
Are they beggars there? They're not hobos.
I don't know. She seemed like a beggar. She had that beggar look to her.
Yeah,
she wasn't yelling at spirits like a bum would.
So
a bum would be agitated. A hobo,
it's more of a traveler.
A hobo would have
kind of jolly about it, yeah. Right? Like he'll cut you, but he'll tell you a little story first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A bum just sits there waiting for people to put change in his cup,
uh-huh.
And then a beggar is sort of just they wander the streets and they ask for change in multiple languages.
They're dressed in rags.
Oh, yeah. Very, very raggy.
That big nose with the pockmarks on it, usually.
Yep. And, mm-hmm. and maybe a handkerchief over the head.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I prefer the wino. My favorite.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. It's you know, they got they'll get aggressive sometimes, but sometimes they want to love.
Yeah.
But God damn it, they love their wine. Why can't they just drink some wine?
It's a thin line between love and hate with a wino.
It's so true. Every once in a while, they're happy. Another time, they might be crapping on the street.
A thin $4 burgundy line.
I do like that because I work in an area of San Francisco where there's a lot of dog walking going on. And it always does crack me up anytime I see a dog just crapping right in the middle of the street. And then instantly, the dog owner picks up the warm poop in his plastic bag covered hand. And there's times when I think, I'm actually surprised that humans don't have some sort of servant to do that for him. Like, I must poop now.
Well, if you're crapping on the street, you're mostly just going to get screamed at.
I know, but why can't we just crap on the street and have someone pick it up?
Well, no one picks it up is the problem.
Well, what if I had a poop picker upper?
Was he your owner? I don't get the relationship you're going for.
Well,
here.
It's the other way around when you're a human.
Yeah. So you're going to pay someone to pick up your poop so you can poop on the street.
Yep.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Can it be a dwarf?
Oh, it better be a dwarf, actually. That would make it even better.
So is it a wino that's picking up your poop?
It probably would. Might be.
Yeah, and he's real surly. Like, he doesn't really like the job.
No, of course not.
All right, I'm into this hypothetical.
But he's got to feed his wine habit.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit isn't free.
It's a job.
Yeah, you tell me where wine is free, and I'll point you a bunch
of wine. I don't want a wino. I want
you show me where wine is free, and I'll start pooping in toilets again.
I don't want a wino. I want a hobo who's singing songs about my poop while he picks it up.
Ooh.
Maybe playing a fife.
Just putting in his little red handkerchief on his stick.
Exactly.
Handkerchief full of poop, living the dream in America.
Yeah.
She should have one of those trash sticks with the poker with the spine on it, and the
that's not going to pick up all the poop.
You have to lay hard poops. You have to lay hard poops so he can stab it with the little.
That's asking a lot,
pole,
though. I don't
and
know.
Then just stick it over his shoulder.
That's why I take a shot of cement with my Metamucil, just mix it up. Half and half, buddy. Half and half. Exactly the right consistency.
You just poop it out. It's like clang.
It's just you put some Philly cream cheese in the microwave and you just chug it down. You get that dairy in there.
That is delightfully gross. Visual. It's like tactile.
Well, you never done that before? Harden up your poops?
Is that a thing?
Or you can just squirt it up there.
It's a thing for bloggers.
Philly cream cheese?
That's what bloggers do.
I made that up, but I don't know. Dude, have you ever tried my horchata recipe? You just put some Philly cream cheese, microwave, put some cinnamon and sugar in there. Screw rice milk, man.
Dude,
I get rich.
Horchata, I don't know why no one's made that into an alcoholic drink. I feel like you throw some fucking rum in there and you're good to go.
My guess.
Rice milk, cinnamon, vanilla.
I'm just, this is off the top of my head. I am going to go out on a limb and say in Mexico, there is alcoholic horchata. I'm just going to say that I think that probably exists. In fact, I think most drinks in Mexico do include alcohol. Is there a drink in... Or they make you shit your pants, one or the other.
Possibly both.
Well, I mean, there is overlap there.
It's hard to tell whether it's the drink making you shit your pants because, you know...
Sometimes it's the food.
Yeah, it's a lot of times the food.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it could
the water.
Be, it could be both. Mm-hmm. It could be food and water. Sometimes maybe it's the alcohol. Maybe it's the ice.
That's what I like about them down there.
Sometimes I just shit my pants for fun in Mexico.
Oh, a lot of people do that. I've gone to
having a blast.
Poop. I've gone to pant shitting competitions. It's really fun.
I think that's about on the same level as competitive eating.
Competitive shitting?
I see competitive eating. I'm like, this is the most revolting fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe this is on TV. I would honestly rather watch competitive shitting than competitive eating.
Competitive shitting would be interesting. It's got to be, maybe it's just by weight.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Well, they also do these things on competitive eaters where they get the whole sports science guys in there and they got like.
Well, it is pretty fascinating.
It is, but they got the fancy computer graphic of how the guy gets it in his stomach and what the stomach's expanding and all that. And never once do they mention what kind of shit the guy has the next day, because that's what I want to know. I want to know what a guy who eats 57 hot dogs in 15 minutes, what does that guy.
10.
What kind
10
of
minutes.
Shit does that guy have the next day?
You don't have a shit the next day. You have a shit the next month. Like, do you know how much nitrogen is in that?
But do they puke it up afterwards? I mean, that's
yeah. I do have. I've always had a lot of. Things like that lead me to have more questions than answers.
Like, you got to want to pull the trigger after that, right?
I would guess.
And there's one guy, I forget what his name is. He's the one with the mohawk. He dips his hot dogs
in
fruit punch. And he, like, gets it all, and he's got, like, this red puke mixture all over his face while he shoves hot dogs in there. It's the most disgusting thing.
It is pretty revolting.
Between that and fucking Man versus Food, goddamn, I hate that show.
So,
really?
So yeah. Possibly the...
It's just like a travel show, but then one of the producers is like, hey, you know what would make this better? If we got some fat fuck trying to eat a whole cow afterwards. And we'll just film him while he like sighs and sweats and stuffs food in his mouth. And the other thing, the move that all the food guys do now is like, oh, this is so good. I have to close my eyes while I chew and look at the sky. Fucking hate that move.
Well, I also, every time they eat anything, I'm sure it's good, but they... Every time they eat it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I can taste the salty with the sweet.
Oh, it's.
And then a little bit of the onion bite comes right in at the end.
Oh, it's just. I'm just overwhelmed right now because I can't think of any more words to describe food anymore because my brain is blown out. Blown that part of my brain.
In 100 years, people are going to look back on us filming people talking about what's going on in their mouths and think, what the fuck was going on? Were people that bored where they were just going to watch people talk? Oh, so like my tongue, I'm getting a little bit of sour. yeah. A little bit of granola in there.
It's like watching someone describe a color.
Yeah.
It's kind of sandy with a mix of beige, but then there's like some mauve overtones with
a little sort of autumny, but with a hint of dog.
I love this paint mixture you've come up with. What would you call that?
They just have abstract concepts for colors.
It's sadness mixed with like a dead chicken.
Summertime.
Dead chicken sandbox.
So maybe the only time the internet's let me down is where I couldn't find the Saturday Night Live with George Romero on it, where he's in a foxhole and...
I have tried to look for that
before, too. I know. That was one short of the Ben Affleck... I didn't kill the hooker. The lizard killed the hooker, and then Ben Affleck killed the lizard. That episode, and then the George Romano, but he's... They're in the
Ray Romano.
Ray Romano? Yeah. George Romano?
You said George Romano twice.
Yeah, Ray Romano.
Oh, because it's Everybody Loves Raymond, not Everybody Loves George.
Nobody loves George.
Oh. Who's George Romano?
I don't know. Just continue with whatever story you're telling.
Look up George Romano on the internet.
The recap of this sketch I saw on TV. No, I'm done. Anyway, if anyone finds that, email it to Vince.
It's hard. They put a lot of them on Hulu, but then some of my favorite sketches are not on there. Like, by far, I think my favorite sketch of all time was Sylvester Stallone, who plays the guy who used to work at the Orange Julius, but now it's a computer store, and he's trying to give people computer advice, and he's like this dumb guy. And people are like, yeah, I think I need a Pentium processor. And he's like, sir, I don't know what you're talking about, but I think you should get this computer over here. And he points him to, like, the vending machine. Like, you press the buttons, and then the food comes out.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good one. Stay up, go to bed. Moonlight, kissing, hot sex. Moonlight. It's a good song.
Oh, the song of the summer.
Song of summer.
The song of the summer. It's the official song of the summer.
As of now, because of us.
Well, true, but I mean, as of last week, it has become the official song of the summer.
Because we did it.
We did it. How many views is it up to? That's going to...
Four more.
12,300.
Swagger Jagger was at 5.5 million.
Yeah, God, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Damn it.
Just shows the racism of the media. But I did want to talk about the new ASPCA commercial because I did not think that it could get worse than the Sarah McLachlan version.
Is the Sarah McLachlan one the one where she puts on a strap on and rapes animals?
In the mouth. Figuratively.
In the mouth.
Figuratively
in the
speaking.
Mouth. Yeah. Rapes them in the mouth. Come, what, Vince?
Well,
what,
figuratively
speaking,
the worst is they're always on Comedy Central, so you're watching some lighthearted comedy, and then the next thing, it's like Sarah McLachlan singing a sad song about a dog with fleas getting biting its eye.
A minute and a half, so you have to sit through almost the entire commercial break.
On the scale of commercial sadness, where does that fall into the one where there's the white guy, the bald white guy with the beard in Africa asking for money, and that one has the flies.
It's not a dude. That's Sally Struthers.
No, it's a fat white guy.
Okay, well, that's Rob Reiner, I think, right?
Well, it's not, but it could be Rob Reiner's older brother. And there's the flies going into the little African baby's eyes
from like the 70s. That's not a real commercial anymore.
It's not real.
No.
What have I been giving all my money to?
Probably dogs, man.
Wherefore art thou in Dugu? Where is my money?
At least it's going straight.
Have you been buying drugs?
It's going to Jesus Christ, at least, right?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God. That guy's good with his money.
Well, yeah. So the new ASPCA commercial.
That guy's fucking rich.
This one arguably is worse than the Sarah McLachlan version because it's 2 minutes long. First of all, so again, an entire commercial break.
It doesn't make for a very good broadcast because there's no audio.
Oh, there is. But I wanted to read that. It's a compilation of very sad looking animals, and they put the name of the animal in front of it. And so the first one is like a little curly haired dog. Apparently, it's named Tabitha, and it says locked up her whole life. Then there's another little white dog. Apparently, it's named Mink, and it says abused and living in fear. And then, by far my favorite, is Nathaniel, who's a kitten with its paw in a cast.
And it's a little cross-eyed or wall-eyed?
No, it's just tired. It's a tired kitten with its paw
wall-eyed.
In a cast.
It's adorable.
I would argue, how abused can a kitten be if someone took the time to put its paw in a cast?
Well, that's the saddest part, though. That's the saddest part.
So you got Nathaniel, who's a kitten with its paw in a cast, and the caption says, never loved and left to die. Then there's a sad dog whose name's Blondie, and it says, abandoned and dying of a broken heart. I don't think that's very scientific. A little melodramatic.
Well, that's
maybe.
For someone that got a scoop on Gina Carano, that's why she didn't fight. Do you remember?
Well, I was dying of a broken heart. Thanks for asking, asshole.
Yeah, dickhead.
You are out of Comic-Con. Get out of here.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
See Tates.
Get him.
Seize him.
No respect for you, bro.
Yeah. I'm dying of a broken heart.
Hold on. Here's the end with the voiceover.
And as long as they continue to suffer, we can't turn our backs on them. Please, call this number. Join the ASPCA with a monthly gift of just $18. Every life counts.
The audio's not very good.
$18 could save a little puppy with a cast on its penis.
I really enjoy how us as humans in America have gotten to the point where we don't really give a shit about other humans, but this little puppy needs your help.
But this baby calf, man, fuck that. I am going to eat the shit out of
that saddle. Oh, my God. I'm
going to
eat you. Oh, God.
Oh, you're dying of a broken heart. That only makes you more delicious.
Massage him with milk.
Look at all these.
I'm going to make you cry so you taste better.
Oh, yeah. Crying cow tastes so much better.
But look at the puppy. Save him.
And then the comments on this YouTube video are pretty classic. Because someone uploaded it feeling the same way I did. And then, of course, lots of angry animal lover comments like, what the hell kind of question is that in the description? Who actually believe it when they say animal is dying of a broken heart? Animals have emotions too, retard. They yelp when they're hurt, wag their tail when they're happy to see someone. Geez, you think people would be a little more smarter.
Brett, you would think.
The YouTube top comments is the best thing they've ever done because generally it's the dumbest one that gets voted up. Yeah. And I'm like, well, there's my comedy right there. I don't feel as bad.
And then the person who uploaded it responds, and then that same person answers back, sorry, but you're just making yourself look stupid. Not going to agree over something like this. You just need to realize that animals are like humans and we all share the same feelings. And by the way, look up people dying of broken hearts. It is indeed possible.
It's a medical condition. My aunt had it. You could die. It's serious.
I'm not calming the fuck down because if you were that animal, you wouldn't think that way of being beat to an inch of your life. And then one of them is just all caps with the wrong type of "they're" used, and it just says, they're being neglected being in the cages.
Oh, I would not pay $18 to save that person.
And meanwhile, you know how many millions of animal owners out there just take the shittiest care of their animals? Just because they're being owned by a human does not guarantee them a good life.
Those cats are sad. Let's get 18 of them and keep them in my laundry room.
Good call.
Now I feel like a whole person.
Yes, I love these cats.
I put 4 of them in my pants.
It takes 18 cats to equal a father figure for me.
I think one more.
Let's 19? Go to.
All right, let's make it an even 20. Good call. Good call. All right, well, Vince, let's bloop Lindy in.
Indeed, sir.
Let's see what she has to say about the movies of the world.
All right, we got Lindy West back on because I know you all love her. And she's,
hello?
Lindy, where are you right now?
I'm in an alley.
Oh, wait, did we catch you? Are you working?
No, I got drunk and I forgot that we were podcasting.
It's okay. If you're at work, we can call you later.
Well, that's why you're such an honorary frat team member, because that's what we would do, I feel like.
Vince definitely would do that.
Tequila is my vocation.
What's going to be your graduating degree?
I'm at a bar that's shaped like a pirate ship.
Whoa. Is Rapier Ape there?
Who?
Don't worry about it.
We have a bar like that. And we have a bar that we went to a while back.
It's in a hotel and it sucks.
It's not shaped like a pirate ship.
It's not shaped. It has a pirate ship inside.
Pirate ship decorations.
Is the inside or outside shaped like a pirate ship, Lindy?
The inside.
Yeah. So
are there people there dressed like pirates? Because the one here, people do show up in like eye patches and stuff.
Not right now. Probably sometimes.
It was kind of inseparable.
I've never been here before.
Yeah, it was.
There is a lesbian that I went to elementary school with here, and she is looking at me. I don't recognize her.
That's always a fun game, and I actually play that game a lot. There's a lot of people where I'll see them on the street, and I will avoid them because I don't want to have the small talk.
Yeah.
You know, I have good memories of her as a 9-year-old. I'm sure she's lovely, but I didn't know what to do. I got panicked.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my other friends where I was talking about being at a gay bar, and just like as a guy, you never learn how to deal with being hit on, because like it never happens. A girl, I'm not Channing Tatum,
hey,
so girls
hey,
don't.
Hey, speak for yourself, bro.
Girls don't come up and proposition me, but then at a gay bar, like I'm suddenly attractive. I'm suddenly like a girl with big boobs, and there's like dudes chatting me up, and it's weird because I'm like, I kind of like talking to this guy. He seems cool, but then I'm like, I don't want to give him the wrong idea.
Oh, but wait, his pants aren't on.
He likes me for me.
I know. I'm like, I'm enjoying this conversation, but I don't want to give him the wrong idea.
I like talking to this guy, but it's weird that his boner is sticking out of the top of his shorts.
Vince Mancini, you are a prude.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's seriously flattering.
Let's just be friends. I am the worst gay.
Yeah, you're the worst gay ever. Well, why don't you just like... for like touch wieners or something.
Well, then I didn't get uncomfortable about the gayness, but I got uncomfortable feeling like I was leading someone on. So then I got all like, standoffish and weird. Whereas like Amy's other friend who was there, my girlfriend Amy, whose other friend was there with us because her best friend's gay, but her non-gay friend was there with us, and he was being like Dennis on that episode of Always Sunny where it turns into a gay bar where he's just like being a huge flirt and getting free drinks left and right and not caring that he's leading these guys on. I don't know what's the best
strategy. You weren't able to do that.
No, I wasn't.
That's what they want you to do.
Is it?
I think so.
Then they,
it doesn't mean you have to put their penis in your mouth.
Then they trap you.
No, I know.
Then they trap you.
It's not about
how this game ends.
It's not about having to put their penis in my mouth or their mouth or whatever. But it's more like I don't want to be that tease. I don't want to be a cock tease.
Well, aren't you fucking full of integrity?
I guess.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well,
I understand. I mean, I can't do it either. It makes me really uncomfortable.
You don't want to be a box tease.
No, I don't want to be one.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so whorish. No, I'm kidding.
That's a good rule of thumb to live by.
Rule of box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lindy, what is going on up there in the Great White North?
Oh, it's very snowy and it's full of Eskimos. I don't know. I'm panning for gold.
Yeah. What
is that a thing? I don't know. No, that's a California thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any movies. No, I saw The Change Up.
Oh dear God! May Jesus have mercy on your soul.
Has anyone else seen that, or is it just me?
You.
Something tells me that the entire movie revolves around Apatow's wife pooping. Is that true?
Well, she does do that pooping.
That's crazy. and funny.
It's always funny to me when that is like a thing where people can't believe that a girl is pooping. Like, it's like, well, yeah, science, she's pooping.
Especially since it's the same girl that's like pooped in three movies now. You'd think just from watching movies we would know that she poops.
Medically, it's not quite accurate. Lindy, back me up here. It's not quite.
He wants to have sex with her so bad, and then he finds out about her pooping, and he's like, never mind. Like, really? You liar. You still want to have sex with her. Although I did date someone once who was like, I don't like the idea of girls pooping, so you better keep it a secret. And I was like, what?
Holding okay. Your poop, woman.
I mean, first of all, not like I was going to be like pooping, although I have dated multiple people who would just be pooping while I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth, which I did not like. So there's a double standard that I don't appreciate, by the way.
My parents did that when I was growing up. That's why I'm fucked up.
They both pooped in the bathroom when you were brushing your teeth?
Like, I'd be in the shower and my mom would be taking a dump and my dad would be brushing his teeth in the same bathroom.
Wow. This yeah. And at what age did this
wow.
stop?
Probably wow. Around puberty.
So around 18?
I had a one-night stand where the dude started pooping when I was brushing my teeth.
Really?
And I was like, dude, we don't even know each other. I don't even remember your name. What do you mean? What are you doing?
It's messed up that he comes in and starts pooping. It's not like you grab your toothbrush and, like, casually, like...
Yeah. Who was in there first? That's the question.
I was in there first. I was brushing my teeth, and then he came in and started dumping.
Wow.
He fucking dumped all over my bathroom while I was... brushing my teeth.
That is aggressive. Had you even woken up the neighbors yet?
Oh, come on. That was my previous apartment.
Oh, we're talking old. Wait, we're in a completely different apartment right now?
So you guys rode down a Kirk Douglas log flume together, and then this guy just
on
comes
his
in.
Boner. I haven't
gotten a complaint in months, by the way, at my current apartment.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad,
I've been
Lindy.
Very discreet.
Lindy, is that good or bad?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it's I definitely have anxiety all the time in my apartment now.
Uh-oh.
Because I feel like I don't want to wake up the old. There's like a weird old lady who lives in my building.
That's our gift to you. Like constant
years.
Fear of your own sex life.
You can't have anxiety while you're in the throes of orgasm. That just seems like it would be.
No, hey.
I know.
Being a teenage boy in my life at one point, that is the best way to get off. It's when people are pulling up in the driveway and you're just like, fuck it, I'm going for it. Close the deal.
Yeah, you know,
get out of Dodge.
No, I mean, you know, I mostly. Spend the night at my man friend's house. We don't do like my house
is
loud and bright.
You keep up their neighbors.
Well, it's a house, so it's not an apartment.
She ain't dating no scrubs, fool.
Yeah.
Why'd you take me down this road again?
Sorry.
God.
What is? Well, tell us about Leslie Mann pooping and.
Yeah. What's your take on the changeup, which looked amazing? Wow. Original plot. Yeah.
It does look amazing. Do you want Lindy to explain the plot, or do you think you understand the plot?
Well, it looked really confusing. It looked like the type of movie you'd have to see to understand.
So they're the same person? Is he got a twin? Does he have a twin?
Was it sort of like Face Off, where they actually change faces?
Do they remove anyone's face in this movie?
You're so naive.
So when they switched, was it CGI? When they switched, was it CGI?
Did they just change their voice recordings around? They have different voice recordings?
Basically... Here's what happens. It's a magic spell. Okay. Here's what happens. So, you know, they're very different, as I'm sure you could tell. Bateman and Reynolds.
One was a child molester and the other one was like a hedge fund manager?
Yeah, essentially, yes. So one night, they're best friends anyway. They're best friends. Even though they hate each other and they have nothing in common. So then one night they hang out and they get all drunk. And they start to talk about their lives, and Reynolds is like, yeah, all I do is, like, fuck 12-year-olds. And then Bateman is like, that sounds amazing. All I do is eat baby poop, which literally happens within the first 3 minutes of the movie.
How does he shit
in his mouth.
What, really?
So then...
Wait, shit goes into his...
You see the baby's butthole... and then poop shoots, a cannon of poop shoots out of it into his mouth, the dad, Jason Bateman's mouth.
This is going to be huge in Germany.
It fills his mouth and it covers his whole face.
Wait, hold on. Time out for a second. Does Brendan know about this?
It fills his mouth and covers his whole face?
Does Brendan know about this, Vince?
I don't know. He's gone.
He's not here tonight.
He's dead to us.
True, but I think he'd like baby poop cannons.
Doesn't matter. Two date nights in a row excludes you from poop cannons.
You're out on poop cannons. All right, Lindy, continue.
Okay, so then Ryan Reynolds is like, so they have this moment where they're like, I wish I had your life. And it happens, just so happens, that they say that out loud to each other. Even though Ryan Reynolds, clearly, there's no reason why Ryan Reynolds would want Jason Bateman's life.
I wish I had a baby pooping in my mouth.
They've given you zero justification. But, so they're peeing, they're drunk, so they're peeing in a magic fountain. They don't know it's magic, but whatever. It happens to be magic. It's a magic wishing fountain, you know, like you run into sometimes here and there in the city of Atlanta. It's set in Atlanta.
All right.
And so then they pee in the magic fountain. They say, I wish I had your life. And then, of course, they wake up the next morning with their brain switched, which is not ideal because it's the day of Jason Bateman's big merger with the Japanese.
Oh, so no.
Reynolds, the Japanese businessman?
But then his lucky stylings turn out to work out just fine.
They were really Japanese businessmen?
Yeah, and they're like, oh! Like, they're like really... Japanesey and mad.
These hotties are hot.
That's like your favorite cliche, Vince.
See, I thought it was supposed to be like some self-aware thing where they're like, oh, what's the most fucked out premise? Body swap. Oh, what's the lamest comedy cliche? Japanese businessmen. It's not like
girl poops, baby poops.
It's not like a riff on those things. It just is those things. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just literally Japanese businessmen.
Okay.
And it's literally baby poop. No, there's nothing. It's the same dudes that wrote Ghosts of Girlfriend's Past. Oh, maybe you remember that one.
God.
I mean,
how could I forget?
Like, why do these people get to keep making movies?
Oh, I want to break his little
kitten
leg.
So, and everyone thought that was good because they're stupid. And so now they get to be the writers of The Hangover.
Yeah.
So,
I think
anyway,
the reason that movie's popular is because no one knew Zach Galifianakis before. Like
right,
that,
exactly. Exactly. Totally.
And people are like, oh, Zach Galifianakis is hilarious. And like, yeah, he is. I don't know what that has to do with the script they wrote for The Hangover, but you're right.
That doesn't mean that this movie's hilarious, because it's not. It's fucking stupid.
Exactly.
Sorry. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Sastronaut.
So anyway, also, a thing that happens later is that then they reveal later that Ryan Reynolds was like, I was just saying that to be nice. Like, about the wanting Jason Bateman's life. It's like, okay, I'm not a wizard, so I don't really know how magic works, but I'm pretty sure you have to be sincere with your wish when you're peeing in the magic fountain. You don't get to just be like it's just technicality.
Yeah,
you're just saying it to be
not
nice
in Atlanta.
Your brain switch.
Magic space fountains from Atlanta, no, they can smell fear like bees.
Well, so did Jason Bateman into Ryan Reynolds? Did he just go on like a crazy fuck spree at least?
No, he didn't. He didn't fuck anyone. He literally didn't fuck anyone. He tried to fuck he was all excited about fucking Ryan Reynolds' Tuesday night hookup, Tatiana. But then when Tatiana got there, and like Ryan Reynolds isn't really talking up Tatiana, but then she got there and she was 9 months pregnant, so it was disgusting. And so Jason Bateman was like, barf, gross, get out of here.
And then she shit in his mouth. Why did they always
do... Yeah, then she shit in his mouth, and then he was like, my food.
Nom, nom.
This reminds me of being a dad.
I have this beef, very specific beef with Hollywood movies. I don't know why they all do this, but every single movie they'll make a movie about where the guy is like, oh, I'm so bored of being married. I wish I could just have sex with random hot babes. And then they're like, oh, here's this plot device where you get to go have sex with hot babes. And then in every single one, the guy never has sex with anyone. I mean,
yeah, you know
right.
why? Because
like, why do you,
real, Vince.
Why do you combine those two plot points? If you're going to do that, why don't you just have him do it?
Yeah, because
like the old school.
Yeah,
Vince,
especially when the reason is like the hot babe shows up and he's like, you're disgusting. disgusting for like a weird reason. Like, no, you do not think that she's disgusting, you liar. Just have sex with her. You know you would have sex with her.
Why?
Come on.
Like, why would they make her pregnant? Why wouldn't they just make her a random hot girl that he has sex with in her butthole?
Well, because it's like a thing where it's like they want to make a joke about Ryan Reynolds being like kind of transgressive and like having a pregnant thing.
Why
put it
in the butthole?
No, but all right, so it happens in Old School where Vince Vaughn is like, the whole movie he's a horn dog, and then he gets a chick in his bed and he's like, oh, sorry, I'm married. And then I saw Hall Pass on HBO or whatever channel it was
how
on.
How dare you
whatever
watch that movie.
Because I was curious. It had a couple, like, you know, it's dirty, whatever.
Could it have been whittled but down then, into a trailer?
Yes, it could have.
I saw
and
that.
And the worst part about it was, like, the wives give them a hall pass. Like, oh, you want to have sex with other women? Go ahead. And then Owen Wilson, of course, gets, like, this totally hot chick completely naked in his room. And then he's
Spread
like,
Eagle?
He's like, no, I
Spread
can't.
Eagle?
And then on top of it, at the end, they reveal that his wife is the first and last woman that he'd ever had sex with. So not only did he get a week off from marriage to have sex with anyone he wanted and didn't, he was... had only had sex with that one person.
Post virgins don't know how to have sex. Fact.
Yeah, I super don't believe that. Like, I don't believe that at all.
Okay, so marry your ridiculous high school girlfriend. You are eternally fucked.
Well, so Lindy, I do have
even
a question.
I would do that. Like, I'm super into monogamy, but if I got a hall pass,
like,
and then there was like
monogamy.
The world's hottest dude in my room, and it was like, come over here and touch my boner, I'd be like, yep.
He's just waving his big old meaty schlong around.
What?
He's just waving his big old meaty schlong around, and he's just like,
yes,
yeah, it's right
I
here.
I would totally go for that.
I know.
Come on, I have a hall pass. That's stupid.
I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm irritated now.
It doesn't make it
so,
doesn't
Lindy,
make any sense.
Serious question. How do they switch back? Because they must.
Funny
Wait,
story.
hold on. Time out.
So,
hold
what?
On. Here's what I would hope would happen.
They die.
No, they have to poop in the fountain and then wish at the same time that they're both pooping.
Ooh, that would. Dude, we should have written this movie.
Yeah. There's like, shit, I don't have to poop right now. Hold it in.
So, funny story. So the day after they pee in the magic fountain and have their brain switched, they're like, they go back to the fountain and they're like, we got to just pee in it again, then we can switch back. Oh, oops. The fountain has been moved by the city of Atlanta. Like, they moved it to a new fountain place. So they're
which happens, where is it?
And then there's like literally a subplot which is dealing with the Atlanta Bureau of Fountain Bureaucracy. Like, when I have to keep going back to City Hall and standing in line.
Is Anthony Anderson like the fountain, the commissioner of fountains, and he's all like sassy?
There's a sort of Armenian version of Anthony Anderson who plays the fountain, the undersecretary of the fountain czar. Yeah, the fountain czar.
No, we don't do czars.
And so that's the whole thing where they have to figure out where the fountain is, and then where the fountain eventually turns out to be is at the mall. So then they have to go to the mall and pee in the middle of the mall into the fountain, which is wacky as fuck. And everyone's like, oh no, they're peeing. And then they just get switched back and then it's over. But they learned valuable lessons about baby poop and not fucking pregnant people. And, oh, Jason Bateman learns a lesson about how he shouldn't be so excited about being a lawyer and he should want to have sex with his, like, shitting wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's clearing it out so he can go up the tube.
Well, now that he's had shit in his mouth, he should be turned on by it.
Yeah, he should be okay with shit on his boner.
Science.
Well, that's why
he's
so turned on by his baby, because it's shit in his mouth.
Yeah. Well, Lindy, I got to tell you that you missed out on a movie this week. You really should have seen Rise of Planet of the Apes.
I mean, I'll go see it. I couldn't go. The time of the screening was bad for me, and I regret it, believe me.
Well, that's the way
it was for
the change-up for me, and I saw Rise of Planet of the Apes instead. And you know what? Kind of liked it a lot.
Uh-oh, that means I'm going to love it. That means I'm going to love it.
Dude, it's what people like you say they like about Transformers, where It's
don't
pretty,
know what
it's,
that means.
Well, because you're like, dude, it's Transformers.
Robots!
It's dumb, but it's fun to watch, blah, blah, blah.
I like Transformers 3 a lot.
And I watch Transformers, and it hurts my brain. It's shrill and obnoxious.
I actually do want to see Rise of the Planet of the Apes
But
as well.
Planet of the Apes was dumb, but I accepted it because it was monkeys like making spears out of fences and throwing them at people.
Yeah, and just jumping on helicopters and raping people.
And by far the best part, I don't know if you guys know about this, but, you know, the main character is like a CGI motion capture ape, right?
It's Andy Serkis.
But it acts like an ape.
I don't know what that
means. It looks and acts like an ape, right?
Okay, so they had a dude
pretending. Consider this. It's an ape that acts like an ape and doesn't talk. And they're like, how can we make this thing look like an ape?
Get Gollum.
I know.
Get Gollum.
We get this guy to come method act.
It's not
with,
some guy. It's Gollum.
It's not some guy. It's a character he played.
It's Gollum.
We can't possibly animate this ape to make it look like an ape without a human pretending to be an ape.
What don't you understand about Gollum?
Also, it's like $10,000 to get a monkey now. You know? You get them wanted on the streets. You're just like, hey, monkey, you want a home? Just come be in my movie.
Have you not seen the ASP?
So cheap.
So I had a little bit of the featurette that I want to play a little audio from.
That don't speak and emote in ways that you don't really see often in movies.
Like a the basic usage monkey. Of performance capture is to see it on screen. You will see the apes, but they're apes which are infused with the heart and soul of an actor's performance.
You can be blinded by the technology. You can find yourself weighed down by it. And I think Andy brings a spirit and an understanding and a simplicity. He's able to push the technology to one side and think about it in terms of just a real live action performance.
The video on this is Andy Serkis acting like a monkey, like on the bed next to James Franco.
Strapped with ping pong balls and a robot helmet.
Strapped with a robot helmet and ping pong balls, and James Franco has to sit there while this guy pretends to be a monkey and he's like,
Oh, and you know, in the background, there's some dude just going, this is the greatest achievement humans have ever accomplished.
He's such a thespian. I'm humbled by his talent.
We now have robot helmets that make grown men look like monkeys so that you can watch a helicopter fall from the sky.
I'm in.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. I'll go see it and then I'll let you know what I thought. I mean, in case you care. I'm sure I'll love it.
Just the whole time. Every single scene was me imagining.
I'm going to drink more now. Are you
right.
mad at me?
Yeah, no, go for it.
Lindy, thank you for joining us.
I wouldn't go except my friends keep coming out and like giving me a stink eye.
Lindy, always put booze before work. It's okay. We understand.
Well, if I think of anything funny, I'll text it to you and you can say it out loud.
It's perfect.
I don't know.
That sounds good. Lindy, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, do you have any questions about the changeup that I didn't answer? Like,
no, that was good. Get back to
drinking.
So it's not at all about baseball then.
Back to your tequila.
Okay, I love you.
Bye, Lindy.
Bye.
Yeah, I just wanted to play a little more of that featurette because it's, I don't know, just the process of Rise of the Planet of the Apes I find hilarious.
It's too bad
the rise of the Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
It's too bad that Optimus Prime wasn't an actor in.
Holy shit, did you see the thing where he's talking about stuff? And he's like, hey, you want me to do the thing? He's like, tonight, I am Optimus Prime.
What was it? What? What are you talking about?
It's just like, it's video of the dude who does the Optimus Prime voice.
Really?
But the moment that he's like, oh, you want me to turn it on? Well, I'll turn it on.
I just like the idea that this thing that's not human at all needs a human actor to play him.
Could you imagine your dad being the guy who does the Optimus Prime voice? And every time you fuck up, he's like, you've let me down, son.
Sam, we need to go to robot heaven.
Film is not possible without the work of Andy Serkis.
You have to trust me. I'm going to get you out of here.
Everybody's seen chimpanzees. Everybody's seen orangutans. We know how supposed to look. So I think
everyone's seeing orangutans, but they've never seen a human play an orangutan.
We've never seen
generate an orangutan from
around a
person
human.
Moving around with ping pong balls and a robot helmet.
Like a monkey.
He did the most realistic chimpanzee I've ever seen.
My God, this is so...
We take ourselves very seriously, Brett.
So I think the bar in terms of needing to make photorealistic characters is really high.
So we had to go to the best people in the business to do visual effects in this movie.
We had to get the best actor in the world to pretend to be a monkey.
Real monkeys? Hold on. Real monkeys wouldn't do it. Real monkeys would not suffice for this.
Lord of the Rings. One of the improvements in motion capture since Avatar really have to do with detail and the type of imagery that they're getting out of the cameras gives us more facial information.
Sad monkey.
What's going to make the apes work, which is going to be very different. You don't get a chance
sad
to
monkey, Andy. Sad monkey.
Andy, show us the sad monkey. Emote, damn you.
Hold on. We've only blown $300,000 on the computers behind you.
What computers?
Sadder.
What about the $1 million for his outfit?
Be the saddest monkey, Andy.
As far as absurdity, as far as like theater, I don't know if you've ever seen like actor theater games, but they're like the most preposterous, absurd things you've ever seen. This takes that and like combines it with Waiting for Guffman and just fucking blows it to the moon. And it's like Andy Serkis acting like a monkey while they throw bananas at him, and then a fucking team of animators is like sitting there writing notes about it, and they're like, ooh, that's good. That is how a monkey would like dodge
30,
a banana.
They've got like 30 keyboards, and there's just one dude sitting there hating his fucking life. Like, and I can't believe I post-doctorated in fucking CGI.
So there's a couple things.
I spent $80,000 on CalArts, and now I'm taking notes on this guy's...
So there's a couple things. Number one, I guarantee that he got a standing ovation at the end of the shoot.
There was people crying.
Crying. Number two.
And man.
Bravo. Oh. Bravo. I've never seen a man fill a leotard covered in ping pong balls more thoroughly.
I applaud you, Andy Serkis.
You, sir, have advanced the craft of acting.
Not just an actor, but a hero.
We've created the missing link using the power of pure emotions, most primal.
Number two?
This ape did not exist before Andy Serkis invented him out of whole cloth.
Andy, I applaud you and your work. I really, really hope that during the shoot, he pooped into his hand and threw it at someone, and they just... That Andy.
They just shed a single tear as the poop rolled down their face.
He's like, oh, that man. I am humbled, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for throwing your monkey poop on me.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
What a method actor. That is monkey poop. I don't even feel like it was from a human.
Do you know how much money this movie costs?
Yeah, a couple $100 million. And it involves a monkey.
Do you know how many cats? Do you know how many cats with tiny casts that could have saved?
Dude, we should get like 20 cats and tie them together and then motion capture them, and it'll be a CGI monkey made out of 20 cats.
We'll give it work. We'll give the cats work.
We needed the humanity of the cats to fully embody the ape.
The truest man playing an ape is actually made of 20 cats.
It's crazy.
With the computer in the middle.
No one has ever done this before.
Oh, God. And then he gets the Academy Award. There's just like 20 cats. They are you, sir, are the truest human playing an ape for a machine that we have ever seen done by 20 cats.
This is just a guy with a big net full of cats on stage. I have brought the true heroes of Planet of the Apes here with me tonight.
The cats.
The cats. The cats, sir, deserve all the accolades.
Just fucking with reality.
I'm really excited for Andy to go on behind the actor studio.
Yeah. Oh, God. James Lipton is going to be fucking like tonguing his asshole.
Wait, people.
That's seriously. It's going to be Andy Serkis spread eagle with his butt apart. Yeah. And James Lipton just licking his butthole.
You, sir, have created what science could not with your acting.
Unbelievable monkey.
I have never seen a monkey act more true like a monkey.
Sir, I did not believe the ape before today, and now I do. You have made me
wait,
a believer.
This is all assuming that the idea of pretending to be other people so that you can tell a story about monkeys taking over the planet isn't stupid in and of itself. Let me pretend to be someone who doesn't exist so I can tell you a parable.
Bravo.
About monkeys taking over the world.
Bravo.
But wait, put like two layers of abstraction in front
of that.
Bravo,
sir. Bravo.
See in this movie.
We started with the concept art, and we started to use those as the basis of designing our characters.
And then from there, it goes to the creatures department, which they're working on the whole muscular system, the skeletal system, and the way that the apes would actually move. Then it would come to the textures department, where we had to actually...
When they said how the apes would move, they showed a stuntman
with monkey
prosthetics jumping off of a box. Because that's how you find out how monkeys move. You get an actor to act like a monkey, and then you trace it.
You know what the best part is? Is we're going to see tigers go extinct in our lifetime.
Don't bring me
down,
man. Put
in all the very fine wrinkles and all
Brett,
the characters.
You know what we're going to do, though?
Time, the model
yeah,
the
no, I know.
Car.
Robots.
No, CGI capture a human acting like a tiger.
No, CGI capture a human acting like a bird, and then use some fancy math to make it look like a tiger.
No, don't be in denial. We're going to act like tigers soon enough.
No. The next step is a human acting like 20 cats that are acting like a tiger.
And
he's like, meow, 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 meow.
But as a performance art piece, so he's wearing a scarf, so it's hard to...
We're a couple years away from that.
And then he opens up the can of Campbell's soup, and then he pours it on his vagina, and then...
and then Andy Warhol comes back from the dead and paints it.
And then oh, zombie Andy.
And then James Franco runs in with a dick on his nose. He's like, ha-ha!
Postmodernism!
You know who Banksy is? It's me, motherfuckers!
Oh, God. That would totally fit.
Doing the groom, laying out the fur, and handing that off to shaders as well so that they can
shitters?
Apply
shaders.
Shaders.
Oh, shitters. I thought maybe we were like Andy Serkis' shitters.
Where everything comes together.
So the creatures really do have the correct anatomical layers. They have muscles and fat and skin and make them as realistic as possible.
Obviously, when you work with a wetter, you can be safe in the knowledge that they're going to come up with
something. Oh, there's James Franco pretending Andy Serkis is a monkey again. Oh, it's so good.
We were attempting to do something
different. I want to put this in my veins.
Well, I think we can watch that all night. Yeah. We do enjoy humans being so serious about pretending to be animals.
Oh, that science of acting is one of my favorite things in the entire universe.
Remember when people used to mine coal? Remember when that was a job instead
do.
Of pretending to
they
be a monkey?
They still do.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I applaud you, so you did the best monkey I've ever seen.
No wonder Detroit hates us.
No wonder the rest of the world hates us. That is a fact.
Dude, I think we should all move to Detroit and we can buy a house for $5,000.
We
could all
buy a block.
Yeah, we could buy a whole block and we just put a big fence around it.
So here's the problem.
We act like monkeys in motion capture.
My buddy, I was like, dude, I can buy a block in Detroit. I don't know why I just don't go to Detroit. He's like, I lived there before the crash and it's like the fucking road warrior. He's like, people took down the street signs so they would stop and ask this guy with an eye patch for directions, and then he would pull a gun on you. He's like, you'd never want to live in Detroit.
Yeah. Well, also, if it was in another part of the country that wasn't bitterly cold most of the year, I could see living there. But
you mean a part of the country like Mexico?
I just can't see living in
Detroit.
Yeah, it seems like really bad.
Yeah, the people in Detroit can't picture living in Detroit. Yeah. Well, I did enjoy Lindy.
You know what we should do is we should get some mocap sensors and we should get an actor to act like he's in Detroit.
Ooh. Oh, so you don't have to go there.
Yeah, exactly.
You never have to interact with the thing you're pretending to be.
Yeah, perfect. I like this idea.
Oh, whoa, segue.
What? Burnsy. Let's
yeah,
get
yeah, no,
Burnsy
it's Wigger Wednesday. You
it's
never
Wigger
have to
Wednesday.
Interact with the thing you're pretending to be. Boom!
And it's Wednesday right now. So is today Wigger Wednesday?
It's always Wigger Wednesday.
Every week is Wigger Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
In Detroit.
Well, we're going to get Burnsy on to talk about Wigger Wednesday and the lawsuit that ensues.
Is he the plaintiff or the defendant?
Burnsy? He's the mayor.
Oh, right.
He's the mayor of that lawsuit.
Make it happen.
Which might make him the judge.
Say.
All right, Vince, let's bloop Burnsy in.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm playing Tiger Woods Golf on my iPad.
Cool.
Yeah, bitches love it. So what's going on?
Nothing. We were just waiting for you to just make this broadcast the best.
You know, that's some. What the hell?
You are our East Coast mayor of the broadcast.
That's quite an honor.
No.
I wish I could give a speech for that, but I don't want to.
Save it up for the Cutie Patootie unveiling.
I was just watching Toddlers and Tiara videos a little while ago.
T-Squared, my favorite.
How's T-Squared doing?
It's incredible. It was the first time I watched it. You got me hooked on it. because I can't stop walking around singing Cutie Patootie now.
How's our favorite toddler in a tiara? Jade? Is that her name?
No, Eden.
Eden.
Oh, man.
Eden. How's she doing? Is she...
She's a six-year-old superstar. She's working on her album. Her first single's going to drop
soon. CNN, GMA, got my own Facebook.
You're living in the past, man. That song's so old.
Hey, when you sing it, do you sing it in the slowed down version?
I do. Yeah. I do it at karaoke nights.
I like that. That's the beat that you need to. The slowed down one's better.
You
so
sing that song karaoke and the bitches get moist.
Oh yeah, they want to suck your jeans off.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, let's.
What do you got for us, Bernsie?
Yeah.
Always...
What's Bernsie's corner going to be this week?
You're always coming up with.
I'm coming on the serious tip tonight.
Uh oh.
Yeah, we got a news story out of the great state of Minnesota.
Yay! Right. That's still a state? Are you sure?
No, it's North Dakota that's under question right now as a state.
Really?
And that's true.
I did not know that.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. North Dakota might not actually be a state.
What is it just going to be Dakota?
It should.
Are they just going to punch
it'll
a hole
like that little Dakota Fanning?
What are they going to do with North Dakota?
I don't know. Give it back to Canada?
Did they ever have it?
No. They could give it to the Indians and they could build more casinos.
Ooh.
Did you know there's a casino like every
segment? This is a fascinating segment.
It's called, What Are We Going to Do with North Dakota?
What's your news story this week?
What would you do with North Dakota, Vince?
I lost track because we were just getting so involved. Okay, there's a high school student in Minnesota.
I would raise it in my attic. I would give it secret monkey drugs. And then I would cure Alzheimer's afterwards, after beat up the neighbor.
Wait, you cured Alzheimer's with North Dakota?
Yeah, because I gave it drugs and I stuck it in the basement, and then it bonds with my grandpa. Mm. And then we play piano.
I don't...
Burnsy, I think you're going to have to interrupt them. I think Vince is on shrooms tonight.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. Weird. Vince is naked. He's hanging from the ceiling.
You guys are calling me on time for once? Like, what the hell?
Well, Brendan's not here again, that's why.
Things have gone awry.
All right, so Minnesota.
All right. So there's a high school in Minnesota that back in 2009, they were celebrating their homecoming, and they allowed for an event called Wigger Day.
All right. That's like White Boy Day from True Romance.
Yeah.
Yes, it's White Boy Day. They also called it Wangsta Day.
Mm, okay.
And a number of other terms that I could just yap your ear off with as your resident expert. Mm.
I've said many times that Wigger is an important term. I realize that it's offensive based on the root word, but we need another word to take the place of it that we don't have quite yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Burns, I think that could be your life mission.
So that's why I generally spell it with an H. I spell it Wigger with an H, and I feel like that softens it a little bit.
W-H.
Oh, I spelled it, and I keep seeing it in these news reports now spelled without an H, and I take offense to that because that's just mean.
It is offensive that way.
Well, so it's so like in true
R after anything is just offensive. How dare those letters?
No, I spell it with the ER still.
You just said you spelled it with an H.
W-H.
W-H-I-G. Like a wig.
You put the H in the middle?
Yeah, like wearing a wig on your head.
With an A-H at the end.
Because you're pretending to be something else with a wig on your head.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
Yeah.
It's like you're not a Tory.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I'm not a barrister. all right.
Oh, story. Oh, okay. There's a story? Was that the story?
Wangsta Day. Is there any more to the story?
Yes, there's plenty more.
Oh, let's do it.
We have so much to talk about. Now, on Wigger Wednesday is what it was called, the white students would wear oversized sports jerseys, low-slung pants, baseball hats cocked to the side, and do-rags.
Good Lord. What is
and
this country coming
to? It's only taken
to?
2 years, but a black student is finally suing the school district over it.
Finally?
Wait.
God. Damn it. Are we not more litigious than that these days?
Compare that to South Carolina, which apparently has just started paying reparations for sterilizing like hundreds of women in the 70s for not getting along with their peers.
Wasn't it North Carolina?
I thought it was North Dakota.
We should have a new segment called The Frotcast Misremembers the News.
So Bernsie, it's 2 years later. There's a lawsuit going on.
2 years later, the student is suing. I think it's a girl, but I haven't read that far.
So what is she suing on the basis of what?
Shouldn't it be a wigger racist. Suing, not a like
yeah,
a black person?
That's true. Yeah, it should be a white person that dresses like that at all times.
It should be C. Tate's, the people versus C. Tate's and
no,
Chet Hayes.
Come on, yeah, Chet Hayes. I was going to say, it's a class action, but Chet Hayes and C. Tate's are the main representatives.
Absolutely.
Scumbag and, Steve just gets the little
Austin
paper
Green
they send.
The middle 90s.
You got $5, boy!
Yeah. There's a bunch of white boys across the country that get the little piece of paper that say, did you dress in oversized jerseys? If so, you may be subject to a class action lawsuit.
You got 2 years of credit monitoring, son!
Michael Rappaport's going to get subpoenaed.
Yeah, he's going to have to testify. It's going to be a federal case. So where's it going now, Bernsey?
As of right now, it's just in the early stages because it's this former student. She claims that, I think it's she, I'm not positive, and I don't want to get sued for that, but she claims that her severe emotional distress included depression, loss of sleep, stress, crying, humiliation, anxiety, and shame.
Okay. All right. I could see that. I get that also when I – from wiggers.
When you don't dress like a wigger?
Yeah. Actually, you know, there's something as bad as actual wiggers are, I feel like the parody – it's one of the most offensive parodies to me when someone does like a fake wigger sort of thing.
Okay. Because?
Because they're already so parodical that it it's too far from reality.
They're already self-parodying themselves without even trying.
Exactly.
Double parrot.
So when someone actually parodies them, it's over-parody.
Like, for instance, I did not know this person until someone posted it on Facebook. There's this white chick who's apparently a rapper from Oakland, and her name's V Nasty. And I saw this, and it like blew my mind. I searched the internet.
Far and wide.
For an hour trying to figure out if this was a parody or not, and it like disturbed me at a deep level. So I'll play you this clip. She's got a message for all the haters, but first she's got to get through the intro.
Oh, some real nigga shit though. How I really feel about these motherfuckers talking about why is he nasty, why is she saying N-word. Y'all motherfuckers ain't never walked in my shoes, bro. Y'all ain't never seen where I came from. Go to Oakland, see how shit be, bro. That should be hella fake, motherfucking always asking Krayshawn, oh, why do you gotta say nigga? Is it a fucking race? Am I offending people? Am I saying it in a disrespectful type of way? You feel me, though? Y'all mad at that. Y'all need to be mad at this album about to drop on y'all ass, man. You fucking haters. What the fuck? I'm just doing me. Don't be mad at me because I'm doing me.
Do you, girl.
I'm just changing my vocabulary because I'm on and I got out the hood.
Yeah,
me, I'm looking at
go, girl.
Fucking talking about. Why is
long
she,
intro.
She trying to act black and woo-woo.
Why is she trying to act black and woo-woo-woo?
And woo-woo, like she's, the whistle tips go woo-woo.
She's also wearing real D 3D glasses with the lenses removed because that's cool now, I guess.
You know, they're big.
You know what that is? That's
big glasses.
That's gangster,
I guess.
Hey, she made it out of the streets, Vince.
I thought that
Wait,
was a hipster thing. V Nasty?
V Nasty.
Is that the white girl that just got like she just got a record contract, I think.
Yeah, with Soulja Boy, apparently.
Yeah, okay, he's giving them out to everybody now.
I learned all this during my horrible trip down the rabbit hole.
Soulja
Boy. What else did you find?
Is my favorite
during that hour on the internet.
Oh man.
Did you catch any more Swagger Jagger?
No, I did not.
He got a nasty case of Swagger Jagger.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do to her.
Cannot walk.
I wanted some of it. So, Bernsey, what else we got? Do you want me to play any of these clips? What's the deal?
Yeah, the first two clips, they're related to each other. It's actually a student from another school. I don't even know if it's the same school, but it's you know, some school. And he's a little emo douche, and he's getting ready for his school's wigger day. So I thought we could check that out. He's describing, you know, what goes into
hey guys,
picking out your outfit.
This is Sebastian. This is just a real quick go over of a.
Oh, look at all his
I'm
hair.
I'm dressed for Wigger Wednesday tomorrow.
First of all, I've got really baggy jeans.
Ah, so there you go.
Three times my size.
Is it?
Well, not really. More like three sizes, but, you know.
Does it weird
totally
anyone else out the fact that kids just sort of talk to the internet about nothing
these days? I was going to say, is this fun for kids now?
You know,
Hey, guys.
Who's he talking to?
Well, if we know anything, is that we know girls like to talk into the internet from yeah. one of my favorite Perry
God,
songs.
I should have had that queued up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of what we do.
Yeah, but we're not like that, though.
Yeah, not like...
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
So, this is an update about me. She's a young girl talking about herself.
You can stop her. The breakdown in this, just... Oh, man, it's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, the clips in here are good, too. She's gonna break your heart.
This may sound like hyperbole, but I find that to be the best breakdown of any song of all time.
I want that played at my funeral.
Yeah.
Burns, are you familiar with that? Young girl?
No, I've never heard of Perry Grip before.
Hey, as the mayor of the East Coast, broadcast mayor.
You're mayor of Snarky Town
yeah.
tonight, buddy.
Slow your
yeah,
roll.
I'm on a sass trip.
Gotcha on Facebook.
Slow train to Sass Town.
So is there any conclusion to this lawsuit, or is it just got started?
Wait. Sastronaut.
Whoa. You know a joke's bad when the only person laughing is the person that said it.
I love that.
All right, so we got the same emo guy who's now in cornrows in your
oh,
next clip.
Oh, yeah.
And check out the spacers in his ears.
Time what lapse. What a transformation he has made.
This is like a one-day difference.
Whoa.
He's got...
Wait, did he have spacers in his ears last time?
No, he didn't have the spacers in the last one.
That's commitment.
Well, all right. This is your boy Lil White from the Snakes. You know what I'm talking about? Them Red Oak Snakes. Hell yeah, you know what it is. That's 75154, my nigga. So I got a few things to say. All right. So...
Remember how I said people making fun of Wiggers turned out to be worse than
yeah,
actual Wiggers?
Like
yeah, this is proof. This
also,
is...
he's got like a weird look of fear in his eyes.
He's talking by himself in a room with a closed door with a fake teardrop tattoo.
Do you think his stepdad's downstairs being like, what are you doing up there, Kelvin?
Also,
Bruce! Keep it down up there, Bruce.
Also, I like how he's got like two lip rings and then like emo bangs that are dyed blonde, like half highlighted blonde. And he's like, yo, watch me make fun of how stupid these people dress. So, man, the things some people do for fashion.
By the way, spacers in the ear, not very Wigger-esque.
No.
You might drop a couple rocks in your ear.
I mean,
a rock in each ear, but not the spacers.
I feel like we're old school now. The things that we consider Wigger might not be for the younger generation.
Might not still be Wigger? That's sad.
I know, right? We're out of touch.
Man. So we've reached the point where we're OG Wiggers?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
like, I was in Vegas, and I saw this white dude, and he was wearing a LeBron jersey and basketball shorts at the pool. And, you know, in my day, basketball shorts at the pool was like the ultimate expression of Wiggerdom.
Or jean shorts.
Yeah, if you're at the pool or at the beach and you're still wearing basketball shorts and white shoes with socks, maybe now it's like some weird hipster thing.
That's still like a tuxedo. Poolside attire is basketball shorts and a wife beater.
Well, you cannot let the sun melt your swag off, son.
I always did like, I really enjoyed the fully clothed at the beach. Like,
oh, God.
It's
so
always
hot.
Funny
that's
no matter
so
what.
Yeah, it's always funny. It's like long jean shorts, long socks, and shoes, like athletic sneakers, and then a t-shirt at all times. And that doesn't come off.
I used to lifeguard in Parlier, and it was 90. The high school there was 99% Hispanic. There's like one white dude that everybody knew.
Was that you?
No, I didn't go to the high school there, luckily. But I did lifeguard at the pool, and I remember trying to count the number of actual like bathing suits at the city pool.
Was it under one?
And there would be like 100 kids in the pool, and there would be literally two or three people with actual bathing suits on at any given time.
There would be
like a woman with like a frilly dress that she bought at a swap meet just swimming around in the pool.
Why not? And yeah, there'd be the one guy with actual swimming attire.
Yeah, oh yeah, if you're lucky. There definitely was no no girls. Yeah, and also they had a high dive, and we had to get people off of it because the house behind the pool had a BB gun, and so kids would go on the high dive and they would shoot them with BB guns on there.
They should.
And then my friend Mike was the other lifeguard, and I don't know why. There was no reason to have two lifeguards at this pool, so we would put our sunglasses on and take shifts on. One person would sleep for the first 2 hours, another person would sleep for the other two. And this one kid...
As any proper lifeguarding activity is done.
This one kid asked Mike to watch his quarter. He put a quarter on this table, like about, I forget how, maybe like 10 feet away from where Mike's station was. He's like, dude, can you watch this quarter for me? He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then, of course, the quarter was gone, and this kid had a big freak-out session and threatened to bring his cousins down to beat us all up, and it was a big to-do.
Don't fuck with his quarter,
yeah, you
bro.
You don't steal his quarter.
You don't steal a little Hispanic kid's quarter and get away with it.
It reminds me of nowadays where I have this interaction a lot where some guy's like, hey, man, thanks for watching my laptop. And I'm like, huh? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone knew Vince, they would know you don't want him to watch anything. Because as soon as his eyes divert from whatever he was supposed to be watching, Vince is the ultimate out of sight, out of mind type of person. Hey, bro, can you watch my laptop? Vince is looking at the laptop. He says, yeah, no problem. He turns his eyes away from the laptop. The laptop ceases to exist. That laptop is no longer in existence.
I'm like a man possum.
Yeah. The guy comes back. He's like, dude, thank you. Thank you so much. What? Who are you?
No, I've never seen you before.
Get away from me. Hey,
I need an adult.
Yeah. Hey, don't sit. That's someone else's laptop. Don't sit down there.
What's worse, you give him a goal and he just falls to sleep. It's like, hey, can you?
Well,
bro, I'm doing work here. I've got an important blog to write for. Fuck.
So we've got another clip. What's this next one, Bernsey?
This next one is a young black man responding to this lawsuit news and the idea of Wigger Wednesday.
Is this going
to
be racist? This better not be racist.
No, it's just there's some potty words.
Okay, cool.
It's like, then also I want to point this shit out, because this shit I read today.
Okay, so this guy also has a lip ring, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe the races aren't as far apart as we like to think sometimes.
I do really feel out of touch because I have never stared into a camera by myself in my room and then posted that on YouTube.
I think that's the real
I mean, I've aimed my penis at it.
Of course, who hasn't?
But I use that for typing.
Bernsey, I have a serious question.
Yo.
This video has 3 views. How did you even find it?
One of them has to be us. So it's the dude who uploaded it, Bernsey.
One is him, one is me, one is you.
Okay, but how did you come
across this? I think I watched this twice. I think Bernsey found a secret internet that no one else knows about.
Bernsey, how do you come across a video with 0 views?
It's a secret, man. You got to know the code.
You're dialed in to the YouTube.
I'm damn sure I want to speak on this. And that is simply... And I think it was Missouri or Minnesota. It's one of those two states. Wigger Day? Really? Really? Y'all have a Wigger Day. If there are those that don't know what a Wigger is, I'm going to say it in layman's term. A white person imitating an African-American culture. From what I read.
Oh, culture.
Fucking, they want to put gang signs. Wear the same outfits, talk slang. They want to do the whole 9 yards. They pretty much mimicking the whole stereotypes on blacks. That, yes, I'm not going to front. People in my culture fucking just makes matters worse with the process anyway. But it's like, y'all have a whole day for it, really? And yes.
So there's 8 more minutes of this.
All right, let's... Wait,
you don't have to go through the whole thing.
How long is the entire... We're halfway through, too.
He talks about it for like 45 seconds.
The young black lady that's suing over it because the community don't want to do nothing, they don't see really too much wrong with it, I hope you win your fucking case. Hope that shit goes to court and you win it. Because I'm going to say it just like this, and I'm usually not racist or really disgusting like this, but I'm going to keep shit real.
Yeah.
Let fucking Hispanics...
Yeah.
Or even blacks, of any nationality of both. Mm. Hell, not even Asians, or any Middle Eastern culture come out and say, let's do a cracker day.
Well, hold on. What about the Jews?
See what he did there?
Let's see how long that lasts. I bet whoever does it.
Would anybody get offended by that? I think we have redneck days all the time.
Get drunk before noon, ride dirt bikes. Sounds like a bang-up time.
Yeah. Drink moonshine. Mm. Fucking just have sex with your sister.
My jug band. I can play with my jug band.
Yeah. I love making fun of white people, so I don't really think there's anything wrong with it.
Oh, I want to do 30s Italian stereotype day.
What would that consist of?
Hey, come on, give a kiss for Papa. Why you take all my cabbage? Why you take all the Papa's cabbage? How am I going to make the pizza pie? Hey, Mama, this is Mama Luke. He come and he steal my cabbage. How am Papa going to make the pizza pie? What am I going to do? We're going to go out of the business. I'm going to be out on the street. We're not going to make the pizza without the cabbage.
Just an entire school of people shrugging, looking for cabbage. I don't know.
I think that stereotype's my favorite.
Man, I really feel out of touch with the YouTubes. Bernsey's finding videos that no one's ever
seen.
Come
and give a kiss for Papa. You like a Papa's a mustache? Hey, Papa stomp on some grapes for you.
I thought it was a mustache.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I hear typing. Are you sexting?
I'm
talking to my black friends right now to make sure they're not mad at me.
He's okay. Uploading more YouTube videos.
Dear black friends.
I have a secret. That was me in that video.
That'd be awesome. So this next one's a guy rapping, apparently. This next clip you sent me. This one has 112 views. I don't know how you found this, but
Bernsey,
are painful to me.
Me too.
They pain me greatly, Bernsey.
Bernsey, out of the 20...
Sorry that you guys don't like them, but I love them.
Bernsey, out of the 24 hours in a day, how many hours do you spend on YouTube?
25.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're keeping it so real, man.
All right. Hey, welcome me to Buckley. Here it is. I'm about to come up, but it is okay. I'm running so low.
Tech 9 is better.
When I drop so slow.
That's bad. What's this next one? Lightning round.
That hurt.
Your dirty fucking mouth that you got.
Yeah, this nigga got a big ass fucking nose.
Oh, look at his damn nose.
Right. This is the world's smallest wigger, apparently. This is the weirdest video I've ever seen.
You talking shit about my mama, nigga? You ain't gonna come down here and get some nuts. So shut your little punk ass up with your big ass nose.
Is that Macaulay Culkin?
Looking like that fucking lion ass.
Man, there's nothing that bugs me more than the clapping while you talk to illustrate a point.
Oh, it's really, it's very grating.
Like, I will knife you in the ribs if you do
Well,
that.
And it's perfect because his ribs are exposed.
Yeah.
He won't even be able to block it.
I'm just trying to say something. And they're like clapping at every, bad.
Yeah, it's.
Well, this has been real, Bernsey.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. To keep Bernsey, it real.
Bernsey, what is Wigger Day in your area as the mayor of your fiefdom?
District.
It's a fiefdom.
Fiefdom, that's an old school.
Well, remember, we're OG.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm
We still remember feudal days.
Yeah.
1600s,
I remember the days when we didn't have the ability to take a flip cam and record ourselves in our bedroom and then yell in the camera and then put it on YouTube. I remember those days. It may be weird to you listeners out there.
Look, kids, I remember when we did not have Japanese fart porn to jerk off to.
Yeah.
I jerked off fucking pixel by pixel as it loaded up on the AOL.
I jerked off to Brazilian fart fetish porn. That was before the Japanese stuff even came out.
Scrambled spice.
Scrambled spice, I was just about to say.
Yeah. That should have been one of the Spice Girls. She's just naked and blurry every once in a while. You see like a... I think that's a nipple!
No, it would be... Yeah, well, or it could just be her in sort of a bodysuit with just blurred out nipple and vaginal area.
I love how no one's not done that at some point in their adolescence.
Well, but it doesn't exist anymore.
Like they don't have scrambled...
No.
It does hotels.
No, it's not scrambled, though, is it? What, maybe... Maybe the
hotels. On the hotel.
Well, I guess hotels that are in the vicinity of Toddlers and Tiaras will probably have scrambled porn.
I think the equivalent of I think the equivalent of that now is the Girls Gone Wild commercials that play like over and over and over.
Well, but now people have the internet with any sort of pornography you could ever dream up.
Double anal press of a button.
Beep. Beep. There it is. Found it.
Vince leans over. He's doing it now. Double anal button. Go.
Stagger for Liza.
Bishop Luke.
Bishop, look at this.
Stand up for Liza.
I want to know what he says there, but
it's something crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Bernsey, thanks for dropping by.
My pleasure. I just want to add one thing while we're chatting and being friends.
Uh-huh.
It is Chet Hayes' 21st birthday right now.
Oh,
right
now? Shit.
Oh, my God.
I would You're play one of his friends. Songs if it didn't make me want to kill myself.
You are all terrible, terrible friends.
All right. Well, see, he's up in the business.
I'm going to go meet him up at the club and pop Cristal.
Okay. Yeah. That's what you do when you're the mayor. We're just lowly little
fifes.
Yeah, fifes down in your fifedom. You're just popping bottles.
Playing on our fife.
Yeah.
Go wash my 26-inch rims.
Yeah, go wash them off and then show them off to Chet Hayes.
Exactly.
Sir, look at these wheels.
Look at my wheels.
Look at how shiny they are.
I bet you've never seen wheels like this before.
Mister, look.
Aren't I? Is it?
Enough, boys.
We've made great progress tonight, guys.
Yeah, we have.
We tried. Well, thank you, Bernsey.
This is really going places.
You're sweet.
I love you guys.
All right, Bernsey, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for Bernsey for coming on. Thanks, Lindy West, for coming on.
Thanks to Andy Serkis for making my life.
I was just going to thank him, too. Yeah. And thanks for hopefully being on Behind the Actors Studio and James Lipton putting his tongue in your butt.
They have behind the CGI face.
Yeah, maybe we could be watching on TVs from our home CGI monkey being interviewed by James Lipton.
Oh, they love to do that. Oh, they love
wouldn't
that
be
more
amazing?
Than anything. It's
wouldn't that be honestly? Wouldn't that be amazing?
It's like Kermit the Frog accepting the award. Oh, they love that more than anything.
I would actually love that.
Yeah, I know.
And then they have a. all right. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. We do get to all your emails, so thanks for sending those. Frotcast@gmail.com. Until next time, Brett, take us on out of here.
No, I'm not gonna.
Oh, Vince? No?
Good night and fuck Brendan in his face.
No way.
Good chins.
Good night and good chins.